peace and love, yeah. Peace and love, yeah. Peace and love, I wish you peace and love.
Hello, I'm Dr. E. Faye Williams, National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women. And you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
In the church, three queer folks got the call and came together. I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glow Up.
I need to go to a party. I need to go to a party right now. Is it Monday? It's Monday. I'm Jay Flower, the church girl gone God. I need to go to a party.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We're here offering a sanctuary for queer folks.
Here we believe that God is for everybody. This is the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out.
Yeah.
The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We're proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM. And WPFWFM.org. Give us a call tonight, 202-588-9739. All right, tonight's topic is keeping calm during times of uncertainty. Just gonna quote Bob Marley, you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice.
How about it? How y'all doing? How's everybody? First off, just wanna say, hey, what's happening, Jay Flower, Jay Barber? What's going on in these times of uncertainty?
I am hanging in there. I am, you know, I've been really pushing myself in terms of my spiritual practice, doing a lot of meditation, and you know, trying to keep my nervous system together. So many distractions.
That part.
And I appreciate you asking, Daffo. I'm all right. I'm maintaining. It's funny because we're talking about, I feel like the intention behind this episode is around the, what do you call that thing we just went through, the election. But my life is just uncertain in so many ways. Like the election is the least... maybe the absolute least of my concerns.
Well, we are open to bid.
Look, we can add it all. We can talk about it all.
Okay. No, I mean, it's all interconnected, right?
Like, for sure.
It's no division. It's all one mind, one God, one band, one sound. And it's all connected. So even like the things I'm coming out of in my own personal uncertain times, I think will probably apply to politics, apply to community, apply to all of the things. But yeah, I am maintaining.
Absolutely.
How are you, Daffo?
I'm all right. You know, leaning into Creator, you know, leaning into this peace that Creator gives and the world can't take away type deal, you know, just doing my best to keep that nervous system regulated and, you know, just not to be so balled up feelings wise, like, cause my feelings was hurt up. I be sensitive, you know? So it's like, dang, really? That's really how y'all feel? You know? So I'm just unballing my feelings and clinging to creator and community. So giving thanks, you know, I'm grateful to be here with y'all and the listening audience. And so we could talk about all of these wonderful things and how everything gonna be okay despite the BS. Yeah. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So here we are, a couple weeks after America chose a criminal, racist, fascist, elitist, homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic, dim-witted, blasphemous.
Oh, Daffo.
All the things, person to run the United States. Here we are, you know? So that's happening. Life is happening. But, you know, like I said, my feelings was balled up. I already knew that, you know, America is a racist and misogynistic and homophobic, transphobic. You know, I already know America embodies all of these things, but it was just such a big slap in the face, in the chest to me when I woke up the next morning and was like, what?
Mm-hmm. True. And I think sometimes living here in DC, you kind of can live in bubbles and pockets of, you know, things and have your algorithm, you know, kind of show you the things that you want to see. And it was quite interesting to see what everyone, you know, had to say.
I didn't see what people said, but I remember, like, I'm one of those people that people complain about, like, in terms of being apathetic to politics and just like, okay, like, Trump is Bush, is Reagan, is Washington, is whatever. So I am rarely invested or phased by things just because I have a long memory. And even with that and kind of learning more, this election was my first election where I got to vote in a state. So for all of you all listening, this is WPFW. DC is where we're based, and DC is where I was born and based for a long time. So this is my first election where I was like, oh, a governor. It felt very like special to vote for a governor, to vote for a senator, and even a whole bunch of questions I didn't know the answer to, and I had to skip those. So anyway, I'm the voter people talk about. And when I went in there, I was like, oh, maybe I'll vote third party, because I hear all the revolutionaries talking about, you know, the revolutionaries I follow on Instagram, they're talking about third party, and they were like, oh, no Harris, pop, pop, pop. And I was like, oh, okay. But when I voted, and everybody be keeping their vote a secret. You should watch out for that. But I voted for Harris, not because I was so deep or invested, but just because I was like, yeah, go ahead, girl, do your thing. And so I really thought she was going to win because I voted for her. So my vote counted in a very, I was like, oh, I'm rooting for her. So go ahead, girl, do it. And then she didn't do it. I just was like, what? Like, huh? It wasn't a shock. For the same reason. It was just a shock because it's like I didn't vote for him. Like, if I voted for Trump, I think he would have won. And I voted for Harris. So I'm just super surprised you didn't win.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like in my heart of hearts, I wasn't surprised. But I really had hoped, you know, that she got the chance to, you know, be the president. Very educated, very apt, you know, very charismatic, very everything that Trump is not, you know. And it's like, this is an important job, and my man can't even have a coherent thought, or, you know, like, what is he talking about? Like, his decline, his mental decline is on display at every rally. Like, what? And this is who everybody wants to run the whole country, and not to mention Project 2025 and all that foolishness. Like, what? So I was just really overwhelmed with like a lot of doom and gloom. I will say, you know, I really, really was, especially with the whole Project 2025 thing. Cause I'm like, what's really going on? And what's really going on? The whole Christian nationalists. And, you know, I'm like, that's not my type of Christianity. Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, really? That's,
yeah. That's, I also have been surprised by how emboldened people have been. Did anybody see the clip of the folks walking in Columbus, Ohio with the black and the red on, like, I think it was like a crazy flags or whatever.
Yes.
It's a little bit wild to me. Like, it seems like overnight he hasn't even made it into office where people have been, you know, feeling that they are in the right in some of this stuff that I have been seeing on the news and things like that, which is kind of shocking a little bit.
Yeah, that was wild. And I was like, you know, because, you know, Twitter or X, their laws and the guidance and all of that has changed. So I'm like, you know, so turns out it could be fake stuff on Twitter, real stuff on Twitter, AI, they're going to use it to feed AI, this and that. So I was just like, maybe this isn't real. Maybe this is, you know, I don't know. I didn't do any research on it, but I saw it and I just had read the terms of the new terms of service. And I was like, well, maybe this is one of those fake things, hopefully, that is made up. But sadly, Jay Barber is shaking their head like, nah, B, that's really rape, walking down the street screaming something N-word.
Yeah, they censorship on X.
Let me ask y'all, and I'm a camera, a different song.
What'd you say?
Say again.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you broke up.
Okay, perfect. I just want to say, just thinking about, you know, Fellowship Hall, this.
Now we can't hear you.
Audies. And I think, well, I know you're, that I'm majority Black for the most part. So I'm curious how your pastors that you follow, you know, that you're a part, your pastors in your church home, how they responded to this news and what they offered.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, my pastor was upset. She wrote this beautiful litany. I'm going to read some of it for you, but she wrote this litany and like, it really like hit home and was like, wow, you did that. But here it is. So, "Hear, Lord God, we are not well. We confess that after what we witnessed this week, we are exhausted, worn out, and just plain sick of the many ways America keeps letting us down. Merciful God, we keep trying to believe that America is better than she is, but she keeps proving her grim, ugly truth that she is who she has always been, and we are not well." So those were the two first paragraphs of the litany that she wrote that she had us recite responsibly at church. So she was over it. She was like, you know, pastors don't be pastoring all the time. She said, I don't want to hear, no, everything's in God's hands. God is in control. You know, she's like, look, I'm upset. I'm sad. I'm blown. And I'm tired of people in America to constantly playing in our face, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, she just and I'll read a few more if I could. Like, "Compassionate God, we are left wondering, why is it that white American can only feel tall when the rest of America is on her knees? Selah. God of grace, spare us from the people who refuse to let our suffering speak, and deliver us from those who want to dismiss our pain and trivialize our struggle. When people simply say,
I want to read some. And for those of you just tuning in, we are reading the litany from Reverend Dr. Cynthia Turner Wood. This was in response to the election on November 5th. And we are just reading some of it. And we'll share it again at the end of the episode. When people simply say, well, God is in control, help us not to judge them too harshly. Of course you are in control. That's not the question. It is not you we question, but we do wonder at times whether we in America serve the same God. Ooh. Mm. This is our writers. Like, it's just like, what?
Yo, she did that.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Like, wow.
God of deliverance, we are embarrassed for believing things might be different this time. We are duped again, hoodwinked, bamboozled. God of our silent tears, draw us close to your bosom while we have a good long middle of the night cry. Cradle us while we reckon with the reality that we have once again been betrayed, abandoned, and dropped low by those who pretend to love us, but who ultimately only love themselves. You want to end it?
Yeah. God who, oh, Jay Barber, did you want to read some?
Sure. God who sees Elroy God, cover, cradle, and keep VP Kamala Harris, restore her and look in on all Black women and lovers of Black women, the same way you looked in on Hagar in the wilderness, Hannah weeping at the temple, and the lonely woman at the well. God, our shelter, we do not feel safe. Tell us again how your name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. You going to hit that last paragraph, Daffo?
God, our God, attune our ears to the voices of our ancestors who stand near to prop us up, show us the way, and beckon us forward. That's like the first half, but it was so profound, and it really like embodied a lot of the things that I was feeling, because, you know, like, I'm not hopeless, and I know God is in control, but I'm upset. My feelings is hurt. I feel like, you know, people are just filled with so much hate and evil and greed that it just spoke so loudly. And it's like their actions are going to affect our government for years to come, you know? So I just really enjoyed this litany and how she just really spoke to all the ways that I was feeling, because I'm not hopeless, you know. I'm not, and I still believe God is in control. I still believe, you know, God is running things, but my goodness, what in the world?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We're going to go to a selection, and so therefore I would love to hear a bit about, I listen to Abraham Hicks too. I love her, them, whatever that situation is. And please give us a call in at 202-588-0893. Listeners, we know you're out there. We know you're engaging with us. Give us a call and tell us how you're coping with the election night results, and any other rituals or tools or medicines that you lean into, or any other faiths and practices that we could learn about tonight at 202-588-0893. And we're going to hear Abraham Hicks, the best method to deactivate fear. She be going in.
The easiest way to release fear from your experience is to find something to love, something easy to love, and focus upon the fact that you love it and how much you love it. In other words, it really is about the amount of airtime that you've been giving to things. But you have been living under a misconception, as have most people on the planet. Most people think that stuff just happens, and when bad stuff happens and you look at it and you have to, that you're going to feel fear and that there's not anything that you can do about it. And we want to say, even under the most fearful of conditions, you don't have to feel fear, because you have the ability to change the subject. So why wouldn't anyone, this is a really big question that we want you to consider about yourself. Why wouldn't anyone be willing to change the subject from a fearful one to a joyful one? Why would you not be willing to do that? Because you don't believe in the vortex, because you believe in reality, because you don't believe that changing the point of your attention and therefore changing the way you feel. In other words, the only reason that anyone would not be willing to do that is because they really don't get the vortex, they really don't get attraction, they really don't get vibration, they really don't yet understand that manifestations will follow your point of attraction, and your point of attraction is evidenced to you by the way you feel, and you can choose to feel good no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, once you understand this, you see. So when you say, how can I push through fear? We say, we wouldn't. We just try to find little pieces of something that feel entirely different than fear, and we would practice them until they're more so active in our vibration that even...
All right, welcome back to the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out. We just heard a short sermonic selection from Abraham Hicks. My question to Daphne and Jay, what did you think?
Man, straight up, like, no, I agree. And after I got out of my chest a little bit, because I had to, like, grieve a little bit, I had to, like, just sit in my feelings. But it's like focusing on what you love. I love God. I chose to focus on peace. I chose to focus on Creator. I chose to focus on believing, having faith. I chose to focus on just, you know, the goodness in my life, the goodness surrounding me, and just the fact that I'm not hopeless. Like, God still got me. God's still gonna look out. You know what I'm saying? So no, I really appreciate it. What Abram said, it was spot on. And as soon as I started to lean into what I love and what I know to be true, I was able to, because I straight up took off a day of work, and then I worked from home the Monday after, you know what I'm saying? And I really, the two days before I took off, the Wednesday and Thursday, I didn't go to my morning post. I greet the students every morning. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't there. Who's there? Not me. I don't feel like saying hey or putting on no kind of mask to say hey to nobody, because I'm in my chest. So I sat in my office, did some deep breathing, and did not go to my post because I just could not. But after I took that time to grieve and mourn and recalibrate, I was good back on Tuesday. I'm like, all right, bet. You know, we gonna make it, okay? We gonna make it.
I also was really moved today when you posted about the student who wrote you the note. Like, that was beautiful.
How would they write you? I didn't see it.
Oh, man. Okay, let me pull it up. Yeah. So it's the kindness campaign. We got a kindness campaign going. I'm the SEL specialist, social emotional learning specialist, right? So, you know, I'm coming up with these things. It was World Kindness Day not too long ago. And we got the kindness campaign, but this, I think somebody in their advisory had them write notes, or maybe to like a teacher or something like that. But it was so beautiful. This boy just stopped me in the hallway and was like, you know, dear Miss Wright, hold on, let me take a picture of it, because I, hold up, here we go. Here we go. So dear Miss Rice, and it was precious. It was so precious. Give me 2 seconds. I'm pulling it up right now. But just how the little things that you do really make a difference. Oh man, hold on. Come back to me, because I'm still trying to get it together.
We'll come back. So to Abraham Hicks' point, and again, you're listening to Fellowship Hall on Inside Out 89.3. Please give us a call with your coping mechanisms and any kindness you may have. 202-588-0893. Again, the number is 202-588-0893. We were talking before we listened to Abraham Hicks about what kind of insights our own church leadership was offering. And Daffo shared some of the litany from her pastor. And we've also just heard from Abraham Hicks, who is a thought leader in New Age thought and New Age religion space. And her feedback was around fear. And I feel like for what we heard with our Union Temple's leadership with Pastor A was about being mad and staying mad for a little while longer and letting that anger motivate us as a people, as a Black people, as poor people, as queer people, as people who are upset with this election results, let that sort of agitate us into the next move, right? Let that inform our strategy, let that inform our organization, like how do we move forward in like radical, in response to Abraham Hicks, like if not being afraid, then being fearless, you know, and being willing to go that next step. And I feel that way a bit, like I'm not angry and I'm not afraid, but I do feel ready in a different way the next 4 years, the next 40 years in terms of what it means to be civically engaged, what it means to participate and organize in our political power, because we have it. And I don't think, and this is Harris aside, this is Harris and Trump aside, I don't think Black people or queer people or the combo of that, the intersections of that, really had demands. You know, I don't think we really was like, nah, come, you know what, you need to come to my house and you need to give me top 10 things you about to be making moves on. If we ain't making the moves, we ain't doing nothing for you. You know, like, I never heard any candidate go hard and say, dear Black people, this is what I'm about to do for y'all, you know. And I want that next time. But in order to make those demands of a candidate, you have to show, it's a relationship. Everything is a relationship. You have to show the candidate that you got voting power. And if it'll matter if you do or if they do or don't.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. I'm like, what can I do in my lane, of course, right? Because I ain't no organizer. I ain't no Facts and Fire. Do you follow that Facts and Fire girl, Defo?
I do.
That's your open mic.
Yeah, that I met her there, and that's the homie. That's the homie.
She's so dope.
Facts of Fire's fire was burning real hard, and she was cussing me out and stuff. So I had to mute her for a hot second because I didn't want to get cussed out. First thing,
shout out to Facts of Fire. I ain't mad,
but that fire was burning too hot. For me at that moment, I was fragile. I was gentle. I don't need it right now. So, you know, I just had to protect my own peace. But yes, definitely.
Definitely. I don't want no fire. I don't want no smoke. Like, just go ahead. Mute.
Look, I need some hugs. I need some loves. I need some, I need some peace. I need some quiet. I need some cries.
That's a lane, right? The peace and the quiet and the things, that's the lane in terms of moves happen, right? Like Sonya Renee Taylor, who's also a queer Black woman poet, she had offered like 100 days of meditation for Sudan, Palestine, and the Congo. And I didn't go, but I signed up. And I thought that's just as powerful, right?
For sure.
You know, a whole bunch of people to meditate at one time, at the same time, for the same thing. And I just thought, yes.
Yeah.
So any other strategies? Before we go to break, we have about 4 minutes. So before we go to break, any strategies you all have been thinking about?
For dealing with post-election,
how to move forward, coping mechanisms, all those things.
Well, I have pulled up a article by sutterhealth.org, and they were just talking about maybe rebalancing the home, getting regular exercise, eating well, limiting stimulants, connect with supportive people, carve out some hobby time, practice meditation, stress reduction or yoga, deep breathing, you know, things that involve using your mind to excite your senses, sound, vision, smell, taste, and feeling. All these things may help reduce some stress, sleep enough, bond with connections you enjoy, take a vacation. I like that one. See a counselor, coach, or therapist. Yep.
I like that one too. So if anybody wants to take me on a vacation, I am single and a lovely travel partner. My name is Jade Flower. Pronouns she, her, they, them, depending on how I feel. And yes, I am a church girl and also a guy. So that's a bit about me. And I would love to be somewhere near the beach. Somewhere near the beach.
Absolutely.
And extra leg room on the flight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jay, for that lovely list.
Yeah, that's my plan for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to get away for a little bit, just rest and relax and stuff. I do think post-election, a lot of students that I have worked with or whatever, they may not think it's that, but it's been a lot more turbulent, I can say that, with students lately.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We're in the midst of a kindness campaign, anti-bullying initiative, all this and all that. So we just trying to, you know, bring some love and peace and, you know, empathy and humanity towards each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, so today I got a note from one of my students. Miss Rice, out of all the teachers, I dislike you the least. Nah, I'm playing. Thank you for being the teacher that showed me school contains more than just education. Not only do you teach, you care, you love, you are the standard. I'll be sad to leave you when I graduate and say goodbye to all teachers. You had such an impact on me. You pissed me off the least. Love you. Beautiful, right?
Yes. That was funny. I just like you the least. You pissed me off the least.
Yes. And he's family, you know what I'm saying? So it was just on brand. He stopped me in the hallway, said, hey, I got something for you. And this was like, I'm gonna see how you react. I was like, can I read it now? He's like, yeah, I'm in there. I'm like, who is cutting onions in here? Because the way my emotions is set up, I cry at the drop of a dime, all right? Yeah, but no, I'm grateful just for the bounce back, just for focusing on the real, the good things that you do, as opposed to how the world is on fire or your country is on fire with hate and dissent and phobias.
So. That was beautiful. That was funny too.
Exactly.
Like, I can't stand you, but out of everybody, he's like, this whole school is in shambles. You are the light.
Shambles.
You are the light. We'll head to a station break really quickly. This is Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out, and you are listening to me, Jay Flower, Jay Barber, and Daffo on WPFW 89.3 FM. Call us tonight at 202-588-0893. We would love to hear from you, and we'll be right back after this break.
The WPFW Local Station Board is hosting a town hall meeting on Saturday, December 7th at New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., from noon to 2:30 p.m. Plenty of off-street parking is available. As this will be our last town hall while at our present location, 1990 K Street Northwest, we hope that you will attend this important meeting to discuss WPFW's relocation plans, as well as other important issues facing the station. Healthy refreshments will be served. We hope to see you there.
And welcome back to the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on the Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89.3 FM. Today we're talking about holding on in tumultuous times after this janky election, and just like in life, you know, coping mechanisms, all the things. We love to hear from you. So if you have something to say, anything to share, give us a call, 202-588-0893. Meanwhile, we're going to go to another sermonic selection. So on the day after the election, when the results came in, the Bible verse that came up on the Bible app was John 14:27, right? And it's basically talking about the peace of God, right? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So I pulled up my Apple Music and put in some peace. I said, peace be still. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it way back, right? To peace be still. So peace be still played. And after peace be still played, we had Tremaine Hawkins, What Shall I Do? Come on. And that joint just ministered to my soul so much. So right now, I'm going to take it back with Tremaine Hawkins, What Shall I Do?
Shall I do? What step should I take? What move should I make? Oh Lord, what shall I do? I'm going to wait. To wait. so I can possess eternal peace.
What shall I do? What steps should I take?
Yes, indeed. Tremaine Hawkins, What Shall I Do? On the Fellowship Hall, the Sanctuary for Queer Folks, on the Inside Out Collective. Child, that thing ministers to my soul so hard. She said, I can't live without your help. I'm weak all by myself. Lord, please give me the strength I need so I can possess eternal peace. When I tell you that thing was so on time, I said, we're going to run this back again and again. Nice. I felt like my auntie. You know your auntie find a song they love. That's what they listening to all day.
All day, all night.
All day.
I definitely had those phases.
Yeah.
The thing about, I've heard of Tremaine Hawkins, and I know who she is and like her legacy a little bit.
Yeah.
I am not into her voice.
Oh, yeah. You don't dig it?
It's beautiful. It feels acquired, like an acquired kind of operatic.
Yeah, I got
like,
you.
I'm not sitting here saying she can't sing because I'm very clear on that, like the talent. And it's like, you know how some people don't like how Beyonce sings? Can't nobody say Beyonce can't sing, but.
No, I feel you. It reminds me, like, Al Jarreau, his voice, I shout out, love Al Jarreau, but. Al Jarreau. Aaron Neville. Mm-hmm. I can't. Aaron Neville. You know, so I totally understand what you are talking about.
Jay, who voice you on, like, that's a singer.
I can't think of none off the top of my head, but I know there are some. What was it? Who was the saxophonist? It wasn't Kenny G. It was the other one. He had long blonde hair, kind of. I can't remember.
Michael Bolton? Mm-hmm. Michael Bolton.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Did not do it for me.
You know who else? The other joint from Flowetry, Marsha Ambrosius.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
I could not get into that group because I didn't like the poet either. So I just was like, both of y'all are just. It's just what is happening, but they were like great songwriters, you know. Indeed. Like the songs they had were bops, but I just wish it was other people on them every time, like Michael Jackson, Butterflies, boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yes, yes,
absolutely, absolutely. And the joint used to be in the club. I feel like the poet joint used to be all up in the scene.
Oh man, remember when you couldn't be out like that? Look at times. The times where, like, they was queers on the web but wasn't saying nothing, and they're putting Latifah out here. They everybody, Missy Elliott still not out here, but you know, just I just think it's so beautiful,
right? Muriel still in the closet, you know, but that's fine.
But yeah, I'm talking to y'all on my phone. I had to come in on my phone, I had some issues with my laptop. You are listening to Inside Out. Fellowship Hall Collective, we are offering a sanctuary for queer folks because we believe God is for everybody, even if you want them or not. And please call in. We're discussing, what are we discussing? Coping mechanisms for folks post-election, post this weather change. It's already dark outside. That's another thing to think about. As we move into winter, we want you to know that Fellowship Hall family, that's me, that's Jay, that's Daffo. We care about y'all listeners, and we want y'all to be taking care of yourselves and be taking care of each other. We have a few books here, comforting books for hard times by LGBTQ authors. Let me see. Have y'all read any of these?
I saw two of them that I read. Zombie, of course, Audre Lorde.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Comfort in the Legendary Classic. Boop. And it was another one by Wow No Thank You, a collection of essays by Samantha Irby that kind of piqued my interest because it's humorous, and you know, there's nothing better than a good laugh during, you know, hard times, tumultuous times.
Mm-hmm.
So those were two
you were interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so.
I was going to say I never read this one, but I did read Samantha Irby's first book. I think We Are Never Meeting in Real Life. And she's one of those people that are very funny, but also very sad. Mm. It'll be like the most, it'll be like, I broke my foot, you know, like no one came to visit me for 6 months. I lost my job and gained 75 pounds in a month. And then it'll be funny, but she'll be like, oh, girl. What do you need? Like, you just want to, like, hold them. Like, at least that first book. It's just like, my God. Like, And so I was in a book club when we were reading it, and everyone in the book club, you know, sometimes people don't read the book. All of us, every single person was like, I can only read two essays because it was just too much. Everybody was like, I read the first and the second one, and that was enough. It's enough. But she is funny. So Samantha Irby,
very funny. Yes.
Wow. No, thank you. Just come back, Jay, and let us know what you think about that one.
Okay, will do.
You just want to hug her. Like, you just really want to hug her. Like, how can I support you?
On a quick note, though, we are in the midst of SAD season, seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. So, one thing that works for me, because I have such a hard time during this time of year. The sad lamp really helps me when it comes to like waking up and getting that like first fake sun to kind of put me back together. I need something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would probably use that in the evening times, because, man, I just be looking outside. It'd be 4:57. I'm like, why is it dark, though? I'm like, I'm going to just go to bed. I'm going to just lay down. Let me just.
At 5 o'clock.
And be like, oh, my gosh.
Girl. You're talking about auntie. That's grandma mode right there. 5 o'clock.
The lack of the sun made me do it. The lack of the sun and the time change. And then I'm old, so every time change messes me up, whether we gain an hour, lose an hour. I'm always messed up now. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, it takes me a good month to get back. Look. Right.
I say, oh, we gained an hour. I don't want that hour. I want the sunlight, okay? I don't want it. Keep it. I want the sun to shine longer, okay?
I want my time just where I left it, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. I need to be somewhere tropical though, because it's like dry season. Like I made a batch of butters yesterday because I'm just so dry and ashy. It's like ashy, itchy season. Why am I so dry? Why?
I don't know. Are you drinking enough water, Defo?
I mean, I'm trying to. I definitely try to, but I also think it's, you know, I feel like I go outside and it's so cold, and then as soon as the cold hits, an ashen.
And y'all don't see her on the video. We're on a Zoom call. I see the ash through the screen.
Wow.
Okay. I see it. It's like, oh, did she beat her face this morning? Did she put on makeup for this? No.
It's ashen from the cold. Okay. Mm-hmm. At least we got up to 60. You know, poor planet, you know, global warming is a thing, but I appreciate the 70s and the 60s in November. But
yeah,
here we are.
I don't know. So in terms of the list earlier in the call, Jay was sharing a list of some strategies, some things you can do for yourself, partying being one, traveling being another. But I wanted to ask you, Defo, about the Scorpio party last week with, what's the name of Chris's company? Opulence?
Tri-Prism.
Can you tell us a bit about that? Because I think having a good time and fellowshipping is a part of what a lot of us can be doing right now in response to the election and just in response to general, to sad, to all the things.
Absolutely. And that was the weekend after the election. So, you know, it was DJ Zosh. DJ Zosh has been featured on Inside Out on one of our DJ spotlights. We had DJ Native Son. My word, I have not partied to Native Son in such a long time.
Yeah. He's
a great DJ. Him and a few friends just created Black Rave Culture not too long ago. It's blowing up. Mm-hmm. We were in the wonderful Black-owned Shanklin Hall and Adams Morgan, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a bunch of Black, beautiful, opulent, free, lovely, nostalgic vibes, you know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful time. The drinks were flowing, the sounds were proper and right. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just had a good time. It was a whole room of who's who, like growing up, you know what I'm saying? The whole LGBTQ community from like open mics and
from all those different aspects of her life.
Yes.
Were y'all dancing? Were people dancing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah. It was a beautiful.
I wish I could have made it.
I know. It was a beautiful time. Beautiful time. Shout out to Tri-Prism and Crystal and Native
Crystal, Sun. We love you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And so all the Scorpios out there, happy birthday. Please give us a call. I don't have my screen in front of me, but if y'all could share the number.
Absolutely. 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Call us now.
Call us now.
Share your coping mechanisms. I know it's KMJ. It's Scorpio. KMJ. Scorpio. Yeah.
Yes.
Is she? Oh, yep. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Charity. Happy. Charity Blackwell.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yep.
Shout out.
Birthday.
I told myself I was going to write a poem for Scorpios, and then I realized I didn't know anything about Scorpios. It was like, if it's not my sign, it's just like, I don't know. Like, you know? Like that's the extent of my astrology. Is what Virgo. Does a Virgo do? Oh yeah, I don't have that thing in front of me, so whatever.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So you know, on a brighter note, or on a more assured and a more solid, a more, I done cried, I done grieved, I done been mad, I'm bouncing back because I'm kept, you know, by Creator. So we have our third sermonic selection, and it is entitled Already Getting Better by William Murphy. Take a listen and we'll be right back. Love to William Murphy. Already getting better. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. This is a fellowship.
I like that song. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. We had a caller. They said the phone. Oh, hey, ho! Bring them on. Bring them on.
Hello? Caller, we got 1 minute.
Right, we got 1 minute.
Hello, caller.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name's Asha Santee from the D.C. area, Northeast to be exact.
Wow.
Hello, Asha Santee. Well, tell us, Asha Santee, what are some of your coping mechanisms? What you've been doing to keep sane in these tumultuous times?
During these tumultuous times, I think decluttering is a part of a process. Releasing of things. I often like to stare at the trees during fall because there's a lot of lessons in falling leaves that are still green, that are still brown. There's a lot of lessons in the branches and in the trunks, like no lie. If you just stare at a tree, some lesson will pop out. So that's what I have.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Yes. And you definitely shared about your lessons from the trees and, you know, they're shedding with ease and all of that good stuff. So I'm glad that you called in. I'm glad that you finally got through. We appreciate you here always on the Fellowship Hall, Asha Santee. Much love to Northeast DC.
Much love. Thank you, Asha. I definitely agree with that and hope all our listeners can take that piece, that tool from Asha Poole about listening to the earth, listening to the trees, really getting down into your earth rituals in the next few weeks in response to the election and to life as it is. Okay. This is Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out, and you are listening to Daffo, Jay Flower, that's me, Jay, and Asha, who is like also a part of this, and you can also be a part of this. Definitely reach out to us and make sure that we stay in touch during this tumultuous season. Much love. Thank you to 89.3 FM, and we'll see y'all in 1 month on the third Monday at 6 p.m.
This was a smooth show. I loved it. I loved it.
Loved it. Love y'all. Be well.
Love you. Peace.
Peace.
Just be.